Johnny was a strapping lad, he was a boy of 19. He set up for to go to war and see what was to be seen. Johnny of the McIntyre clan was a clean-cut young lad. He set up for to see the world and visit foreign lands. Johnny goes off to war, off to war. So young Johnny McIntyre set his course to war. He signed up with the Marines and walked out his front door. Johnny left his home and lands in the winter of 43. Full of enthusiasm and curiosity, Johnny goes off to war, off to war. Johnny goes off to war, off to war. Johnny landed on the Normandy beachhead in June of 44, and he saw firsthand the true face of war. Johnny landed on Juno Beach to hear the Nazis roar, their final scream before they fell and decided the end of the war. Johnny goes off to war, off to war. Johnny liberated Gay Paris and walked the Champs-Élysées. Johnny stood there in the center of that famous way. His young eyes took in all the sights that he had never seen. The war had carried him across the sea and answered all his dreams. Johnny goes off to war, off to war. Johnny goes off to war, off to war. Johnny stood there in the road and took in all the sights. He did not and could not know that he was dead to rights. For the Germans were still hiding there in every crack and door, and the sniper's bullets would have Johnny's death in store. Johnny goes off to war, off to war. The first bullet struck him in the back and knocked him to his knees. The second struck him in the neck as he was saying please. Johnny breathed his very last as the blood and the gore ran crimson in the cobblestones as Johnny went to war. Johnny goes off to war, off to war. Johnny goes off to war, off to war. Johnny came home in the fall of 1944. He came back in a pine box and they laid him on the floor. Johnny was a lad of 19, that's all he'd ever be. His birthday was a month away, but 19's all he'd see. Johnny goes off to war, off to war. Johnny goes off to war, off to war.